February the 14th, 2015, while the world relished director Sam Taylor Johnson's erotic drama 50 Shades of Grey on Valentine's Day, Chinese lovers had to settle for a tourism marketing video in the guise of a love story. Somewhere Only We Know is a romantic story with minimum nudity. It's about the encounters of a young Chinese woman who has been dumped at the altar. In order to calm her nerves after the traumatic experience and also to revisit one episode of her late grandmother's past, Jing Tian travels to the Eastern European city of Prague, where she meets rich kid and single dad Ze Yang.
我更愿意相信在某一个地方，其实所有你想的人都在一起。
I was so sure we would always be together. But...None of us can tell what will come.
The story basically follows the recipe of every other romantic film. The two characters eventually grow fond of each other, despite some initial misunderstandings, but more challenges will emerge before they are to live happily ever after. Apart from the predictable storyline, there are also some unexpected and unpleasant surprises.
谁没有自己的过去？我问过你吗？
是你不问。因为你根本就不关心。
Take the first half hour, for example, where the director juggles mismatching tasks. On the one hand, she wants to make the best of the exotic scenery in Prague. So here we have the typical sunny, dreamy colored shots, similar to the demonstration videos played by TV salesmen in their stores.On the other hand, the director also tries desperately to convince the audience about the trauma our dear heroine has sustained from a failed relationship. To achieve this, the film plays ghostly music every time our fair actress gives in to distraught recollection. The ghostly music may work for horror films, but definitely doesn't go with the beautiful pictures.
让你等一个人好几十年，你等吗？
没有在一起的就是不对的人，
我不能跟你结婚了。
对的人你是不会失去他的。
However, what bothers me the most are not the constant close-ups on the early Baroque style architecture and the young couple's smooth faces amid a haunting soundtrack. If I cover my ears, the pictures are still pleasant to look at. However, I could not stand the clumsy way the film trumpets a so-called international flavor.When Jing Tian discovers a love letter addressed to her grandmother, she was not able to read it because it is written in the Czech language. She turns to Ze Yang for a translation, and he reads it out in Chinese. Then, halfway during the reading, touching music kicks in, and the old Czech writer himself reads the latter half in English. In fact, every major Czech character in the film speaks English rather than their native West Slavic language.
多大了？
马上三十
了。处女座，
未婚夫跟别人跑了。
别痴情了，你全家都是谁？
肉肉，
肉肉，
乖乖。
姑妈可比我想象的危险多了。
If the purpose is to sound international, perhaps the director could let the Czech characters speak their native tongue. Most Chinese viewers are reading the subtitles for the English dialogue anyway.Or the conversations could all be dubbed into Chinese. I don't suppose any Chinese viewer would object to that. But if I were allowed to indulge my imagination and meanness a bit, I think the reason is perhaps our dear director herself speaks a bit of English and would like to show off her linguistic prowess in the role of the charming grandmother.
No matter what, they would want us to go on living and to be happy.Really happy for you.
Coming here every day for so many years has become my way of saying I love you.
It is a mean speculation, but one that rather befits Xu Jinglei's public profile as a female talent. 10 years ago, Miss Xu was the block queen of China.With decent calligraphy skill and a face not too bad to look at, she was able to attract followers in the tens of millions to visit her blog space, where she offered nothing particularly interesting but the simple life of a celebrity.
I came across
The fact that she was among the first to set up a blog, plus her knowledge about and access to an exclusive part of the world, simply fueled public curiosity. This kind of monopoly of knowledge and information is being challenged by the advent of the internet and proliferation of mobile devices. With a few taps on their smartphones, the Chinese people can now instantly learn about the lives of people around the world. And with increased wealth, more of them can afford to travel overseas to see the world for themselves. Prague, or any other city for that matter, is no longer somewhere only the director knows, but somewhere everyone can know. A simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. And if you have a minute, where can we go? Talk about it somewhere only we know. As China continues to open up, amateur directors will find it increasingly difficult to shortchange their viewers with patchy international flavors. Soon, they'll have to choose between obscurity and making really good films.